Well, here we are. You're one of those wrestling fans that says you know what's going to happen in the biggest wrestling show of the year from WWE. Well, we have an idea of what we think is going to happen as well. This is Sports Key to Wrestling. I'm Kevin Kellum. Here are our predictions for WrestleMania 40. Let us know what you think, and let us know what your predictions are in the comments below. Come on, let us know what you think. You got a big brain in there. Come on, ticky-tappy with the keyboard. What we know is confirmed to be the main event for night one, something that'll be consequential to night two, the Bloodline, The Rock and Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes and Seth freaking Rollins in what is being dubbed the biggest tag team match of all time. The Bloodline could win Bloodline Rules Advantage for the night two main event, seeing Cody challenge Roman Reigns for the Universal Championship. Now, if Cody and Rollins are successful, there will be no Bloodline members at ringside. Obviously, the buildup to this match is through the roof with the star power of The Rock and the recent beatdown of Cody, one that saw bad language that may have never been allowed on WWE in recent years, and blood really pushing the limits. Plus, Roman Reigns playing more of a supporting role to The Rock makes you think, where is this going to go? And it certainly has a consequential play into night two. WWE has threaded the needle on the bordering elements of just about too much and walking up to the line of everything toppling over and getting too confusing, but don't worry, it's all pretty clearly defined. This will be a great match that rides on the star power of the personality. Don't expect Philly to be quiet about it. But we see the Bloodline stacking the deck even heavier against Cody Rhodes heading into night two. The Rock and Roman Reigns pick up the victory, even with some cheating ways. Io Sky will take on Bayley for the WWE Women's Championship. Bayley on a quest for revenge against the former protege who's now a champion. A lot of motivation here, but I can't say the buildup to it has been as exciting as you might think. Bayley, with that momentum out of the Royal Rumble, doesn't feel as electric as she did in January. Something makes me think that Bayley is not leaving Philadelphia with the women's championship. Rhea Ripley will defend the women's world championship against the man, Becky Lynch. The heat has been built up recently for this match. This was one that was teased back in January at the big WrestleMania kickoff event in Las Vegas, so you can tell the WWE officials see something very big in this match. Despite Becky Lynch punching out Dirty Dominic, Mommy's little boy, well, she still has to deal with Mommy. Something makes us think that Rhea Ripley is going to pull this one out. The longest reigning WWE Intercontinental Champion of all time, Gunther, takes on the beloved underdog, the Rocky, in this Philadelphia story, Sami Zayn. Over on the WrestleBinge YouTube channel, I had an opportunity to talk to Sami prior to WrestleMania, and he said his entire career has been built on beating the odds. And it should be worth noting, he defeated the wrestler then known as Walter well before his WWE days. So Sami Zayn can beat Gunther. And let's be crazy here. Maybe this is the one where we're really betting the long odds, but Sami Zayn is our prediction to win the WWE Intercontinental Champion match and dethrone Gunther. In a match that has many players and a whole lot of expected violence, the six-pack tag team ladder match for the undisputed WWE Tag Team Championships will see the Judgment Day, Finn Balor, and Senior Money in the Bank defend against DIY, Johnny Gargano, Tommaso Ciampa, The Awesome Truth of Miz and R-Truth, The New Day, Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods, The New Catch Republic, Tyler Bate and Pete Dunne, and Grayson Waller and Austin Theory. This will be a wild ladder match with a lot of violence, some veterans of the ladder match game, and some people new to it as well. Expect this card to open up one of the nights of WrestleMania to get everything going. Something makes us think that the purple and black are not leaving Philly with the titles, considering that Damian Priest has that money in the bank. Maybe he gets a little selfish, and all of the turbulence within the Judgment Day boils over. Something makes us think that R-Truth, a former not-so-real member of the Judgment Day, gets to have a shining moment in this match and Awesome Truth leave with the WWE Tag Team titles. Personal issues, big consequences at the biggest show of the year for LA Knight against AJ Styles. Two veterans of the ring who made their name first in TNA Impact Wrestling are now established players in WWE. But something tells us this is LA Knight's crowning moment to truly have a shining spotlight on him, similar to what we saw at SummerSlam. He simply has that fan support. Yeah. Brother versus brother. Yes. Once again, another personal issue, one within the Bloodline family, boils over, years in the making. Jimmy Uso versus Jey Uso. Jey now out of the Bloodline. Jimmy once again going back into it after some wonky booking back at SummerSlam, but it looks like they've dialed this thing back in as much as they can get it. The crowd will be yeeting and there will be a beating. Something makes us think that this is a special moment for Jey Uso. Now, this could certainly be a shocking turn to play into all the other things that are going on with the Bloodline during WrestleMania, but something makes us think that WWE is going to understand how important this is for the brothers. And we get to see this be the first match in maybe a series of very personal fights. Jey Uso gets the W. Gen Z troll celebrity Logan Paul has the WWE United States Championship, and he's proven beyond all those expectations that he loves pro wrestling and he's pretty good at it. He's proven in these big match situations he can deliver, and he's in there with two other players as his challengers, and Randy Orton and Kevin Owens. And to really get under people's skin in a really crazy sports town, WWE could get some people booing Logan Paul out of Philadelphia if he leaves with the United States Championship. And maybe we have another rematch down the line. You need something after WrestleMania in the mid-card. And Kevin Owens and Randy Orton chasing him after Philly would be a wild one. Logan Paul leaves Philly with the U.S. title. While we're recording this, WWE has yet to confirm some faction warfare matches, with Bobby Lashley's Pride taking on Killer Cross in the Final Testament, plus another big faction versus faction match from the SmackDown side of things, with Rey Mysterio leading Dragon Lee of the LWO against Santos Escobar and his former prodigal son, Dominic Mysterio. WWE goes with the bad guys, and Dominic Mysterio and Santos Escobar get a career-defining win in their match, while I could see Killer Cross in the Final Testament once again proving bad guys get to have a big win. The World Heavyweight Championship. Yeah, that championship that Seth Rollins has made with his banger match delivery will be defended against Drew McIntyre, who nearly defeated Seth Rollins on Monday Night Raw a few months back. Seth nearly missed WrestleMania with an injury and was really supposed to take on CM Punk before he got hurt at this year's WrestleMania. But look how things have played out, and look who's really got a lot of advantage going into this match. It's Drew McIntyre. Rollins is not going to be 100% coming off the battle of Night 1 against the Bloodline. And how is that outcome going to play into the outcome of this match? Plus, you have to factor in CM Punk is going to be the special guest commentator at ringside, and won't he play some type of role in how this plays out? We got a feeling that Seth freaking Rollins is not going to be freaking happy with the outcomes of both of his matches in Philadelphia. Drew McIntyre leaves with a big world title win in Philadelphia, and a real upset Seth Rollins, and probably an equally angry CM Punk. Drew McIntyre is going to be the new World Heavyweight Champion. That's what we think. And it all comes down to this. So much on the line, so many supporting players. It's Cody Rhodes, the two-time Royal Rumble winner, getting his rightful rematch to take on the Universal Champion, Roman Reigns, who's held that title since August of 2020. Last year at WrestleMania 39, Roman once again utilized the entire tribe of the Bloodline to scrape his way out of La La Land with the championship. Ever since then, Cody has been clawing his way back to get that title opportunity and finish the story for his family to win the WWE World title, a title that was robbed of his father, the Hall of Famer, American Dream Dusty Rhodes, on a technicality. So much history. So many multi-generational, family-weighted emotions are tied into this. And then you can add The Rock. Now, if Night One ends up having the bloodline, get that bloodline rules, this match will not be a one-on-one affair and will be one that is built on a whole lot of gaga, a lot of run-ins, and maybe even some glass-breaking surprises. What? Yeah. Something makes us think when the dust settles, fans lose their mind, they will see Cody Rhodes as the new WWE Universal Champion. Roman Reigns' historic title reign will come to an end in the hands of a hero for the modern wrestling fan.
WWE's calculated long-term plan with Jade Cargill is coming into play. She made a much-publicized jump to the company from All Elite Wrestling, appeared and made an impact in the Royal Rumble match, but we haven't seen her since she was defined as a superstar on the SmackDown brand, making her debut on that show this week in a big way, and also closing out the show, coming to save Bianca Belair and Naomi from Dakota Kai and Damage Control. And it looks like we're going to get a big six-woman tag team match. Now, some have said that Jade has the star power, but maybe not the reps in the ring. But this is absolutely 100% going to be a showcase for her, and everyone is going to feel the storm. Jade Cargill, Naomi, and Bianca Belair are getting the win here.